are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So exploring other biblical passages that complement or expand on the themes presented in Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 18 can provide a broader understanding of spiritual warfare. So we are going to be looking at some key passages and their contributions to this with my elder Boaba, who's going to be helping us as we have been speaking about all things the armor of God. Mfundis, my elder, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for joining us once again so that we can speak more about this beautiful topic.
Yep, it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. I'm looking forward to today's talk.
Indeed. So before we start, I'm going to ask you that, can you please pray?
All right, let us pray. Father Lord, as we begin today, as we look at other scriptural references, Father, help us to understand the armor of God in a broader sense, in a holistic sense, so that we may apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So to our listeners at home, the armor of God is found there in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. But today we're going to be looking at other particular chapters there. So Mdala, how does the theme of spiritual warfare in Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 resonate with other passages in the Bible, such as 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9, or James 4, verses 7, as I open them as well?
All right. You know, the broader understanding that we need is to note that there is this great call to vigilance, this great call to resisting evil forces. Mm. And these two scriptures that we're going to start off with have this emphasis. Now, I'm just looking at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. I'm going to read it in the KJV. I'm sure you've got a version that is not the KJV.
I have NIV.
Oh, wonderful. If you could read that one for us in the NIV.
I had opened James. Should I start with that one?
Oh, start with James. It's cool.
So James chapter 4, verses 7, right?
Yes.
It says here, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yeah. So now, just looking at James chapter 4, 7, there's this interesting two-step process that is vital in this spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. Now, notice something. You start off by submitting to God, and then you resist the devil. Mm-hmm. Now, when you do, you were told that the devil will flee from you. Now, I need you to notice something. It is similar to the text that we've been reading in Ephesians, where you are called to put on the armor of God as an act of submitting to God. Mm. As an act of submitting to God's providence of your defenses. And then now you standing firm in your faith is you resisting the devil. Standing firm is you resisting the devil. And we are promised, it's a promise. He will run away from you. Mm. He will find a way to run. And that's how it works. Now, Satan, remember, cannot be overcome by him whose heart is not filled with the love of God and the love of Christ.
Okay.
So, us to have that, it's simply an act of submission. Mm. Us going into the spiritual disciplines of studying the Word and prayer and so forth, those are ways of us coming through and submitting to God.
Mm.
Now, let's just note for chapter five of 1 Peter. You now have it.
Yes.
Or should I?
First Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering.
Again. You know, I love how the Bible comes together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here a little, there a little, line upon line, you know the verse. That's how we study the Bible. So now, when it now comes up and says, be sober, be vigilant.
Mm.
Why do you need to be vigilant? Why do you need to be sober? It is because there is this reality that there is an enemy that is looking for you.
Mm.
He's not seated somewhere. He's walking about. He is walking everywhere. He's checking where you go and who you play with. And he's looking that he will get, that he will devour. Now, there's then the additional part. So now, First Peter adds in the awareness. He says, guys, let us be aware. This is a real thing. It's there. It's happening. It's not fake. It's not news about something that is happening far away in Ukraine. No. It is happening in your home. It is happening in your house. It is happening around you. It is real. There is an enemy that is coming for you. You know, and then there is a part that then comes in and says, resist him in faith by standing firm. But it's not just about you, just standing in your faith. Mm. Also remember, you're not the only one going through this. Mm. You're not the only one. How bad your situation gets, no matter how much the devil afflicts you, remember this, you are not alone. Your brethren all over the world are going through the same things. You remember Elijah having run away from, who was that, Ahab's wife, who was queen then, and he runs away and goes up to the mountain and says, I'm now the only one, Lord. I'm the only one. God says, hey, Don't be too proud. There are more than 1,000 people that have not kneeled down to the other idols, you know? So understand that the bigger community, your brethren, the faith community is also going through the same.
Yeah.
But it's about you saying, I identify with others. It also means that you can get support from these brethren.
Mm.
Because they're going through the same things, they can help you. If they have been in the valley, we say inyati or injela ibuzo kwabaphambi.
True.
You know, you ask the person that has walked that same road, and they will tell you what's going on, where to go. So this is an encouragement. So First Peter comes in and says, "Be aware, that this is very real." Number two, stand firm in your faith. But if you're standing firm in your faith, remember you've got brethren.
Mm.
Also, call your brethren for support, and you will stand against, and he will flee from you because you've submitted to God and you've resisted him, and the devil will flee. Mm. That's what I'm getting from this text.
Yeah. So now when we look at the book such as the 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, what insights now do we get, in terms of the nature of the spiritual warfare and the weapons available to believers?
All right. So just looking at those verses now, reading through them, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That means we are not fighting a war like how normal people fight a war here. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are to the pulling down of strongholds. Brother, fighting small things or fighting strongholds. When he says stronghold, I want you to understand that this is not just one thing. This is a whole fortification. This is a whole fortified area that you are fighting. And then he comes then and says, casting down images, imaginations in your mind, and every high thing that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I need you to understand one thing. Notice that it's casting down of imaginations.
Mm.
It is bringing captivity every thought. Where is this happening? The nature of the spiritual warfare is it's happening often in our minds.
Mm.
The passage, if you read it well, it's highlighting that the battleground of this spiritual warfare is often in our minds, where you have to go against false arguments, where you have to go against false theories and philosophies that are contrary to what God's truth is trying to establish.
Mm.
So imagine you are going against popular opinion. You're going against popular opinion, you know, and it goes to the very smallest of things that you go through. For example, with what you eat, and people will tell you know, with how you dress, with the people that you associate with, you know. So the warfare involves, so the nature of the spiritual warfare is that it's usually about combating these mental and spiritual fortifications. But again, it's not with physical force, but it's with truth, power of God, you know. So now what weapons do we have as believers? What weapons are we given? So the divine weapons for us to demolish these strongholds would include the word of God, of course. The word of God, because it Jesus, the truth. It's the one that will help us to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Word of God, prayer, faith. You know, the armor of God that we've been talking about.
Yes.
It's what, those are our weapons. The power which will enable us to refute these lies, to overcome these temptations and to stand firm. Now, I need people to understand this. The Bible is the most powerful instrument of all. Most powerful instrument of all in shattering the enslavement to sin. So if you're a slave to sin, the word of God will help you. The Bible is the weapon with which we can go forth to meet this enemy. Not only that, but it's in the mind. So renew your mind. Renew. Your transformation comes with the renewal of your mind. And the way that you renew your mind is we become changed by beholding. Associate yourself with things that will help you fight, with the community that will help you fight, you know? And again, remember, you know, the role of prayer, the role of prayer.
Yes.
Remember that prayer does not bring God down to us. Rather, it brings us up to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, we become closer to Him as we commune with Him. And that's how we basically deal with this.
Now, when we jump over, my elder, to Romans, right? How does now Romans 13:12 contribute to our understanding of spiritual readiness and the importance of putting on the armor of light in the face of spiritual darkness?
Uh-huh. Now notice, the armor has become the armor of light. Just going to the verse, the night is nearly over. You know, darkness is almost gone. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, I like how verse 13 then starts showing us what's going on. You know, if you read verse 13, it says, let us behave decently as in the daytime. You know how people behave when everyone is watching? You know, in the afternoon, you have a certain way of behaving. Now, when it becomes, you know, I usually say there's something interesting about life. Most of the clubs are open in the night because you can't behave, you know, the decency has to go away. So at the end of the day, that's why they become the night clubs. So you feel comfort in darkness because no one can see. But remember, darkness is almost over. Light is almost here. So let's leave this whole drunkenness, this sexual immorality, dissension and jealousy, and let's clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice how verse 14 comes in and says, this armor of light is actually clothing yourself with Jesus Christ. The righteousness. The armor of God gives you the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So that's the interesting part that I get from there. So again, it's the whole idea. There's a contrast. There's a difference between darkness and light. So let's make sure that we've got the arm of righteousness on our right hand and on our left hand. So that we fear no evil.
I'm quickly trying to open the next scripture that we're going to deal with, Dalawami there. But yeah, there are some scriptures I wish you were reading in King James, because they have that thing. Yeah, that dramatic effect. So now, in what ways now does the imagery of believers as soldiers in 2 Timothy 2, verses 3-4, parallel the concept of spiritual warfare presented in Ephesians 6, 10 and 18? And that book of 2 Timothy 2, 3, 4, it says, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardships with us like a good soldier of Christ. Yes.
And verse 4, no man that warreth entangled himself with affairs of his life. That's how it, and that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You are chosen to be a soldier. And number 2, endure hardness like a good what? Like a good soldier.
Yes.
You know? So So when you come back to that, now the parallelism now, the discipline and the focus, discipline and focus, like a good soldier. The life of a soldier is marked by training, by vigilance, by a sense of purpose, you know? And these qualities will continually be effective and essential for every believer that is engaged in the spiritual warfare. I like how, again, one of my favorite authors, as she's commenting on the parables of Jesus Christ in Christ Object Lessons, she says the Christian soldier must avoid becoming entangled in the affairs of this life, lest he be disqualified for the service of his commander. He must endure hardness as the faithful soldier of the cross. Christ has given us no assurance that to attain perfection of character is an easy matter. We have not been given that assurance that it's going to be easy. An all-round character is not inherited. You don't receive it by accident. It is earned by individual effort through the merits and grace of Christ. Again, it's that simple. If you've got, if like a soldier, you know you're on a mission. A soldier. So once you start entangling yourselves and getting into entanglements, you forget your mission. And when you forget your mission, your alertness is gone. So good soldier, like a good soldier that has a mission, it's the same thing. Be alert. Be aware of what is going on. Put on your spiritual armor. A good soldier will not get rid of their armor. They'll always make sure that they have it. They are always clothed for the occasion. Again, and to endure hardness, endure difficulty. Things may not go your way, but again, time.
So looking at all of these scriptures, I think even there are more scriptures besides the ones that, you know, we have leaned on today, Mdala. How do they now collectively emphasize the need for believers to be alert, vigilant, and actively engaged in resisting the schemes of the enemy? Because sometimes we are thinking, the devil is sleeping. No. He's busy, you know, scheming. So looking at all of these verses that we have read and even the other ones that we did not touch on, how do they all collectively make us to be awake, 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 and not sleep?
So every one of them has, number one, emphasized the awareness. You need to be aware. You need to be reminded daily. Every day, there is a great controversy that is going on. There is the cosmic conflict between good and evil. And that fight is for you, for your mind. So number one, it's awareness. Every one of the texts so far, the themes that they've brought out has been, hey, number one, be aware. Be aware that something is happening. And because you are aware, you can be alert. You can be, you know, be focused, be vigilant, be alert. Other way. And number the third part that they keep on bringing out is you will need to endure. Because if you, the devil, it's not a once-off resistance. It is a continuous process of resisting, you know. So endurance and focus are brought in. The separation from worldly distractions, you know, do not be, avoid entanglements. These civilian affairs, avoid them. And again, remember, you are in active engagement. You are in the battle. It's not happening next door. It's happening in your mind. It's happening right now. It's happening where you are. So again, the Christian soldier, that's what they've been, everything has been saying, we are soldiers. The Christian soldier must daily press to the front and never for a moment back. There's no armor for the back. All protection is for the front. And this is white writing this. I love this lady. You know how she puts these things, you know? All right. So that's what I would say I've noted. And also, we have no time to lose. Remember that the end is near. The day is about to come. Be alert.
Yeah, indeed. We have to be alert, because if also we don't become alert, then we will be outsmarted there. But because of time, Dalawami, we're going to wrap it there. But do you have any other closing remarks that you want to say regarding the coloration that we see in terms of the scriptures, which is this one and this one? And also, please do pray for us at the end there.
All right. I think let me just close up with a quote from the book, The Great Controversy. I'm one of those guys that like, need to reference. When we talk about the vigilance and preparedness, there's this great way, this lady puts it in a beautiful way. She says, Satan invents unnumbered schemes to occupy our minds. Now, you will, is with the things that have come up, just, I grew up in the 2000s, in essence, and the things that have come up, you know, from no internet to having internet, and all of a sudden, all these things, Satan is busy inventing amazing schemes to occupy our minds, to have us focus on things that are not the real thing, the battle. So remember that. Satan invents unnumbered schemes to occupy our minds that they may not dwell upon the very work with which we ought to be best acquainted. The arch deceiver hates the great truths that bring to view an atoning sacrifice and an all-powerful mediator. So be careful. Be vigilant and remember that you are in a battle. We do not have any time to lose. The end is near. Remember that. And with the church that we're in right now, it's a militant church. Hmm. And it's going to be triumphant in a very, very short time. Mm-hmm. The signs are showing. So let's put on the whole armor of God and let us stand. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this beautiful lesson that we've heard. Father, we could have spoken a lot about the different scriptures that are there that show us all these themes. But Father, you have chosen that we only focus on these. And with these, we pray your word has never gone out and come back without fruit. May it bear fruit in the listeners, in us, the people that have been discussing. And Father, we pray that we be always alert. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. And yeah, we are ready, Bona. Our antennas are up. We have put on the armor of God. So thank you so much, Mdala. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Amen. You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.